Okay, we're up to Mishnah. Let's start again from Mishnah Ches. Because we did already half the Mishnah. Part of the Mishnah is a very hard Mishnah. Okay, let's see if we can do this in 15 minutes. Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches. Tan Shnikav Me'im Me'inai, Shi'uri Meloi Kush. A Tan that is off Me'in, here's the Ayin. Here's the Ayin. Now we have to remember, what do you do with the Ayin? The Ayin, you take the Ayin, you fill up the Ayin. It has to be adjustable for the Hamoinam. Some people like a little hole, some people like a big hole. The smoke has to go out. The purpose of the iron is to allow the smoke to leave the oven when it's heat, like a vent. Yeah?
Good.
Sometimes the hole, you want a little hole, sometimes you want a big hole. So that's why they have a big iron. So what do you do? They manufacture the oven to leave a very big opening. And then you come along and you close the opening with cement, with tit. In the tit, you take a drill and you drill a hole. And the difference bit size is small bit size or big bit size. Now, in addition to the size of the hole, sometimes the hole is in the center, and sometimes the Baal Malacha is not very accurate. He makes the hole along the edge. And that's going to be a very big nafkamina if this is called a Pesach, if this hole will be open to the degree where it's no longer called a Tzomid Pasil, we no longer consider the object inside to be contained, and if this Tana would then be in an oil hamace, the tumah of the mace would penetrate the oven.
But if it's in the middle over there, it's a small hole, it's still considered Tzomid Pasil?
Only if the hole is small. Once the hole reaches a certain size, then
size
it's not.
Oh,
that's machlag. It's tana. That's exactly the first thing. Tana shenikaf me'inoi. So here it's in the center. Shi'uroi meloi kush nichnas v'yotze doylek. First of all,
why is this kind of a hole called me'inoi? Because it looks like an eye.
The eye of the oven, I guess, here.
It's not really the eye of the oven. The eye of the oven would be like the middle, no?
Well, we are the eyes of a human being. It's on the top part of the body.
Okay, good.
So the eye of the oven is also on the top.
You really called this morning. Sure.
Okay. So we have the eye of the oven in the center. Now, what's the size? What's the kush? A kush is a hook. It's that stick with the hook.
Oh.
We will not elaborate
okay, good.
Upon the significance of this hook, but it's a stick with a hook at the end. Now, not only Moshe, Nichnas V'yotze Doylek. Doylek means easily, with absolutely no pressure.
The Kush one was with the hook, no?
The hook. The hook one, is thinner.
That's a lot. No, it's the hefuch, no?
No, I think, according to the picture,
we're
it appears to be thinner.
The end. We're not talking about the stick. We're talking
about the stick part, without question. We're not talking about the point, we're talking about the stick part. Now, of course, from this picture, it appears that the stick is a little bit thinner than the malamate. The malamate.
Okay.
It's easier to bring close than it is to push away. Okay, let's not get into any agoda. But the thickness, it's not that thick. And what do you have to do with the stick? You have to put inside through the hole, in and out. Doylek. What does doylek mean? Without any pressure whatsoever. It goes smoothly in and out of the hole with ease.
What's Malay Kush again?
This stick. The thickness of the stick. You have a stick.
It's called kush.
A kush.
Okay. Shukamalik kush. It goes in and out easily.
Easily. No pressure whatsoever. Okay? Now, I want to make one thing clear. When it says doylek, that's in contrast to nichnas. Nichnas means it goes in, but it goes in with pressure.
Yeah.
Okay? Doylek means it goes in without any friction.
Okay.
It's a full opening with no pressure.
Okay.
Rabbi Yehuda says no. You don't need to be that big. In order for it to lose its machner, in order for this time to lose its stand itself, it's not possible.
With tension.
Gvaldik. Next, it's a machlekes tanakam Rabbi Yehuda. Period. New case. Nikav mitzida. Let's say until now we've been discussing when you have this hole and you made the hole in the center.
In the middle. We're talking about where it's on the side.
On the side, like in this picture.
The side of the hole.
On this picture. So he wants to nikav mitzida.
A thousand words, unbelievable.
Shloy doylek means without tension.
With
shlo-
it.
With tension, exactly. It doesn't have to be doylik.
Right.
Even if it's not doylik, it's already enough to lose the status of tumna. What's the lamed? I was in lamed because once already on the side, that's already because it's not sealed properly. I'm guessing. You have the ene and the holes on the side. Already, it loses. It's not secure. It's much harder to secure something when it's up against an edge. If you have, in this case, since the hole is along the edge, it's already the fact that it's along the edge already weakens the opening. If the opening is right smack in the center, it's easy to contain. Then you can just put a nice little stopper on it. But when it's up against the edge of the surface, it's much harder to seal. How are you going to seal this? So even if the hole is not so big, it's only the size of a kush with tension, that's already enough to lose the status of tzamid pasil.
Because it's going to get, you can't repair it, and it's going to get.
I guess it's bigger. Maybe, yeah. Yeah, because look at our own experience. Make believe you how you ride a hole. Would you want the hole to be along the edge? No. Because along the edge, it's much harder to close. Because you're dealing with a surface along. It's much harder. You have another thing to deal with. You have now the edge of the oven to deal with. Why do you want to make things complicated?
Okay.
Why would you want to make things complicated when they should be simple? So that's what it says over here. So
that's
a good. No, he says no.
Still, you need it to be tension free.
So Rabbi over here is saying the opposite. When it's on the side, he's saying the opposite of what he said before.
Rabbi Yehuda said something before?
Yeah, he said doylek,
right.
He said that when it was in the center. He holds when it was in the center, then it's shaloi doylek. Now when it's on the side, he holds it shaloi. And yes, it's like, you know, you have to ask different Baal Malacha. Baal Malacha, what's considered...
What's harder and easier?
A mile of chasar. And everything in this world has advantages and disadvantages. So it's trade-offs. Trade-offs, that's the insight. Right.
Everything?
Everything. Everything in life is a trade-off. There's something that's perfect.
Tissue.
What? Tissue.
I see what I'm writing.
Where?
Okay. Don't get
it. I got you one.
Three boxes, yeah.
They're probably all empty, right?
What, do you like one?
No. I use my fingers.
Very good. Very canonical. Okay.
He says he's in more machner. Rabbi Shimon is the ultimate machner. What does he say? Mino emsa. If it's mino emsa from the center, like in this picture, the mino emsa nichnas. Now he doesn't say the word doylik. I'm assuming. I think we have a right to assume. Nichnas means nichnas. No. It does not mean easy.
It
means tension, which means shaloi doylik. Okay, but here's the point he wants to make. Minatzad einoi nichnas. That's the point.
Why does he change? Why is the Mishnah change the lashon?
It's not really changing. Just
changing
saying,
the lashon. You should just say doylik and ain't a doylik. Like you used to say. Used
no,
to
no, because I know because of the next words.
Pattern.
I know because he needs to look at the next words. Minatzad. This is where he's coming through extremely machmer. Minatzad. No, we didn't do that yet. Rabbi Shimon ben Mina Emtsa Nichnas Minatzad. Einay Nichnas. Now, what does that mean? Einay Nichnas. It means the hole can be so small that the kush doesn't go through. Period.
Good,
so that's not what we learned until now. Until now, we had the Shita of Rabbi Huda and Nechachamim. What was the common denominator of Rabbi Huda and Nechachamim? The answer is, it at least must go through.
Must
the only question is,
well, it goes in with tension, not tension. Over here, he's saying it doesn't even have to
go through. It just has to equal that dimension, that size. If the size is whatever, a quarter of a tefach, that's what it has to equal in order. So that's what he says. Rishim is mina emtsa. If it's mina emtsa in the center, like in this picture, mina emtsa, then it has to be nichnas.
Just nichnas.
Now, being that it does not say the word doylek and shindik, we have a right to assume when it says nichnas, nichnas means shaloi doylek, ain't a doylek, which means that tension.
Right.
But mina tsad.
It doesn't even have to
enter.
It doesn't even have to enter,
and that's already, it's already enough to lose the status of tzamid pasil. Okay, now going to what we're up to. Now here's a hard case. Amaguva is the seal. Okay, so here we're going to this case. Now notice, let's just get one, clarify one thing. Until we learned yesterday about Tanur, and we were discussing, let's get the terminology correct. We were discussing this disc. What is the disc? The disc was called the.
The disc is called
the Sarida. When the entire
part.
When the entire thing is sealed, Sarida, then it's called
right.
Sarida. That was the disc.
Sarida and
now we're coming to another.
The tit.
Right. So the tit together with the Sarida makes it into the status of some apostle. Now we're discussing a new type of seal. There are different types of seals. So okay. Now this seal is not going to be called a Sarida. What's made the Magufa? Here the Magufa, the site. So what is the site of the magufa? How does a magufa differ than a sarida?
Okay.
It's like a bottle cap. It comes down on the side. A sarida is just a disc that's sealed to the surface. A magufa has the advantage of it coming down along the sides and clamping the barrel.
It's a better seal?
Well, it's coming down on the sides, yes.
Why? It doesn't have any tit on it.
Well, it does. Maybe it does. How do you know it doesn't have any tits?
Doesn't show.
It's a good point. But let's assume, well, there's tefillah over here on the side. Maybe it does. I don't know the answer. I don't know. But it's a different type of seal. That's all we need to know.
Right.
And the advantage is, it's like a bottle cap.
Good.
It comes down along the side.
Right. And you like...
You pull it, right, you pry it off. So now it's going to have its own set of rules. So let's see. V'chein hoya oimer. B'mekuvah sechavis shenikva. Shiurag Muloi Mitza Shania Shel Shifon. I have no idea what that means. Let's look at the Rav. V'chinoim Meguvas the Rav. V'chinoim Meguvas the Chavis. V'chinoim Shimonoim B'chol Hani. Didin Min Ha Emsa Nichnas Uminatzad in Nichnas. Ein Vein Alacha. V'chinoim Meguvas Chavis. No, it's another case. V'chinoim Meguvas the Chavis. V'chinoim Meguvas the Chavis Shenikva. Now let's see what that means. Let's read around and we'll come back. Meloi kesher sheni shel kana shel shifon. Shahashani dakmina sheni dakmina rishon vi ova yosem and ashlishi. Shakana of milamata. Umistabik va'ila shifon. Now I have no idea what that means. Let's go to the picture. Okay, if not for the picture, what will we do? Look at this picture. This is an amazing picture. The knot. Look at this picture. Picture two. What does it say? It says it's a 213. Here's the top. Here we go. Mitza kana shel shifon. Here we have a kana. You see the kana? Shel shifon. What's a shifon? I don't know. Whatever it is. A shifon. Whatever it is, it is.
Yeah.
Maybe you have one growing in your backyard. You have to get the phone? Get the phone.
I have to remind myself to call my wife before we start the dog. Oh, yeah. Good, you're the best.
What is this? I don't know. What does this look
like
to you?
A rubbish.
No, rubbish don't look like this. Whatever it is, it's not important what it is. It's called something called shifon. Okay, whatever shifon is.
It's a type of a plant?
It's a plant. It's a plant. Okay, now, notice this is called a mitzah. It appears from the picture. I don't know. The mitzah is the knot. It's the part where it branches out. As it gets higher and higher, it gets smaller and smaller. You with me?
Why does it have to happen?
That's the way the world Hashem made things. When you grow on the bottom.
When you look at the Dasim, they don't get smaller.
Okay, so that's why we're not dealing with Dasim. We're dealing with a certain type of branches. As it gets bigger, the lower knot is thicker. The lower intersection is thicker.
As it gets higher, you're saying
it gets thinner. It gets smaller. It gets smaller. So it says here, there's a mitzvah rishona. Mitzvah rishona shel shifon vihi over yoiser. Okay, it's a mitzias.
Thicker. The bridge gets thick.
Thinner as it goes up. Mitzah shniya. Mitzah we're going to call the knot. Because I don't know, I don't have much of a vocabulary. Mitzah shniya shal shifon v'yichi daka yoyser uba mishman. That's a little bit thinner. The second knot is a little bit thinner, and we're going to use that as our baseline to measure the opening of the thing. Good? Okay, here we go. The fullness. Now we understand, based upon this picture, what these words mean. We have the shifain is this branch, the mitzah is the knot, the shnia is the second knot, which is a little bit thinner. This is the size we're going to use. Min ha-emsa. If it's min ha-emsa nichnas, if it's in the emsa, then the shear, in order for this to lose the status of some apostle, is nichnas. Nichnas means it goes in and out, even with tension. The emsa hamagufa, here's the magufa mashadim esanekev b'ma'at yoyse mimitzah shniya, a little bit more than the mitzah shniya. Shal shifon sheyuchal kon hashifon lehi kones derech hanekev, that it can actually pass, even though there might be some tension. But min hatzad, see, here's the tzad, here's the very edge, here's the bottle cap, the very edge. B'tzad hamagufa mishorim es hanekev be'oivei mitzah shniya shal shifon b'diyuk she'ein kon hashifon nichnas darkai. Beautiful. Good.
So, what are you telling me?
So, let's go back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, mm-hmm. When it comes to the case of the Sarida, the ayin, Rabbi Shimon says the Zelbazach, the same sheet of the same, the Meguf HaSachovis, the bottle cap type of cover, Shenikva, Shiura Moloi Mitzah Shnia Shal Shifain. First of all, the amount, we're not dealing with a kush anymore. We're not dealing with a molamet anymore. We're dealing with a mitzah shniya shal shifan. The size that we're going to use to the measurement and what to lose the status of some apostle is a mitzah shniya shal shifan.
Which is the second bud on the plant?
The second one on the plant. The second bud on the plant. Okay, mitzah shniya shal shifan. Mino emsa nichnas. If it's the emsa, in order for it to lose the status, an apostle has to be nichnas. Menatzad ain't a nichnas. Menatzad does not need to be nichnas. Weiter. The chayin hoyoimer. Menatzad hoyoimer bechatzav gedolim shenikvu. Very large chatzav barrels. Very large barrels. Shenikavu. Shiura mulei mitzah shniya shel kone. Ah, nayazach. Kone. Not a shifain, here's a kone. Do you see the difference between this and this?
Yeah, very big difference.
So mitzah shniya.
Kone is just a reed.
And here we have the mitzah rishon and mitzah shniya. Mitzah rishon shel kone hu av yoyser, mitzah shniya shel kone hu yudak yoyser, b'bo
misharim. Like on your lulav. Your lulav is thicker at the bottom than it is on the top.
The emesam gufa misharim is neka b'yoy b'tam b'ma'at yoyser b'yoy b'mitzah shal shikon. Shikha lakon lichon kone. B'tzaram gufa misharim is neka b'yoy v'yoy mitzah shniya shel kone. B'diyuk shena kone nichnas darkot. So the chen hoyo imer. The chatzav gedoilim shnikvu g'shuyum v'yoy mitzah shniya shel kone.
What's chatzav?
Barrels. This was a tanner. This is a chatzav. Is a barrel, a very large barrel.
This was something else also.
Chavis. This is a chavis. This is a chavis, and here's the magufa. This is a chatzavim, a chatzav. I don't know how you say it in Lashon Yochid. A chatzav.
The chatzav looks a lot like a barrel, though.
Yes, a chavis. In that picture, I think it's the size. Size.
One's bigger than the
other. If it's 20 gallons, it's a chatzav. If it's 5 gallons, it's a chavis. That's the only difference. And now we're dealing with the size, not with a shifon. Now we're dealing with a kone.
Shnia
means the knot.
That there was a hole in it. That was the shear of a
mitzah shnia.
The second.
Mitzah shnia means the second one, where it's thinner. Shel kone. Minu emsa nichnas. In the emsa. it's nichnas v'yotzei.
Good.
Min hatzad.
It has to.
But hatzad to be lose the status of the apostle. Min hatzad, you don't need to be nichnas. Min hatzad nichnas. Min hatzad in nichnas. But medim amurim b'zman shenasuli, and when the barrels were made for the purpose of wine. Avlo nasul l'shamashkin, made for afilu kol shehu tmeim. Even the smallest opening, it's going to be tmeim. It's going to be tmeim. Let's go here, the Rav. L'shar mashkin, going shem and dvash v'cholov, oil, honey, and milk. Afil kol shehu tmeim. Afil nikav kol shehein ein matzilin b'tzavet parsil. If these barrels are made for lava liquids, even the smallest teeny little hole is not going to be matzil. U'tmeim. Vaita. B'merim amurim b'zman shlo nasa b'dei odam. Now that means when the whole b'merim amurim shlo nasa eshlo nikvu b'mimischavim. And it broke. When do we say, oh, we apply all these rules? When it was when it happened naturally, due to natural events, it got developed holes. Let's say you take out your tools and you make a hole in the seal. I feel kosher to maim, it doesn't make a difference.
Everybody agrees about this.
That's what it seems.
And this is on every all the things that you mentioned.
Yes, that's what it appears. Nikvu hasu, that's all it says. Vaita kosher to maim nik nikavu. Let's say nikav. What does that mean? Ha'asu afilu.
Nikavu ha'asu la'achli.
Ha'asu la'achli l'shirim b'zeisim. This we had 100 times. Because l'mashkin shirim mashkin. Ha'asu l'kachu l'kach matilasu l'chomer. But some pasul l'koin esmashes. Which we had already a few times. This concept. Yeah. Let's go to the Rav. Nikavu ha'achli l'shirim b'zeisim. Hashtamari. Now he's listening to a new case. Hashtamari b'shenifchas ha'kli atzma v'nikav v'nikav. When the kli itself was diminished. Okay, we're dealing over here when the kli itself.
It
we have a kli here. Here's the kli.
Not
cut it down.
We already had that.
I don't know why he's repeating this.
Yeah, that you're able to. It has a hole that a zayis can get through or not.
Pomegranate. That's a different shiur. Okay, we're gonna have to go. We go after this part better next time because we're out of time. But. All right, but we're not going to do this. We're going to start from here next because we do this already. So we're going to go start from this time. The kli itself is damaged. All these pictures. There's something going on over here. We have to have Clarkite. So then we can go on to the last parak in Bava Kama.
Can you see it?